Catholic and Protestant church leaders in Zimbabwe warned this week that the country could face what they call a genocide, similar to that of Rwanda, Burundi and Kenya, unless the international community intervenes to resolve the current political crisis. Almost a month after the presidential elections, which the opposition Movement for Democratic Change says it won outright, there have still been no official results. President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party has ordered a partial recount in what most observers see as a blatant attempt to rig the election and stay in power. Meanwhile, a wave of violence and intimidation is sweeping the country, prompting the church leaders to release a statement to the international community calling for urgent action. Father Fred Chiromba is Secretary General of the Zimbabwean Catholic Bishops' Conference.
This is a joint statement by the Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops' Conference, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, and the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, where the church bodies are expressing their deep concern over the deteriorating political, security, economic, and human rights situation in Zimbabwe following the March 29, 2008 national elections. The heads of churches actually recall that before the elections, they issued statements urging Zimbabweans to conduct themselves peacefully and with tolerance towards those who held different views and political affiliation. Well, after the elections, they issued another statement as well, commending Zimbabweans for the generally peaceful and politically mature manner in which they conducted themselves before, during, and soon after the elections. So one can say, well, we had a credible pre-election period and a credible election or polling day. But what has become incredible, you know, is the period, the post-election period, where the heads of churches are now reporting that, well, they are receiving reports which are reaching them from church members throughout the country, which indicate that the peaceful environment has changed. Given the political uncertainty, anxiety and frustration created by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's failure to release the results of the presidential poll 4 weeks after polling day, the heads of churches and the bishops actually acknowledge that, well, these reports relate to organized violence perpetrated against individuals, families, and communities who are accused of campaigning or voting for the wrong political party. And so this violence has been unleashed throughout the country, particularly in the countryside and indeed in some high-density urban areas. People are being abducted, tortured, humiliated by being asked to repeat slogans of the political party they are alleged not to support. They are being ordered to attend mass meetings where they are told they voted for the wrong candidate and should never repeat it should there be a runoff presidential election. And indeed, there are reports that in some cases people have been murdered. The bishops also speak about the deterioration in the humanitarian situation in the country, which they say is plummeting at a frightful pace. The cost of living has gone beyond the reach of the majority of people. There is widespread famine in most parts of the countryside on account of poor harvests and delays in the process of importing maize from neighboring countries. The shops are empty and basic foodstuffs are unavailable. Victims of organized torture who are ferried to hospitals find little consolation, as the hospitals usually do not have the medicines to treat them. And so the statement then ends by appealing to different groups of people, the Southern African Development Community, SADC, and the African Union, together with the United Nations, inviting them to work towards arresting the deteriorating political and security situation in Zimbabwe. And indeed, the bishops also warned that if nothing is done to help the people of Zimbabwe from their predicament, we may end up, you know, facing a situation similar to that in Kenya, Rwanda or Burundi, you know, and other hotspots in Africa. Youth militia and war veteran military base camps that have been set up in the different parts of the country should be closed as a step towards restoring the peace and freedom of people's movement.
In this courageous statement, the church leaders appeal for an end to the violence and intimidation which has caused thousands of Zimbabweans to flee across the borders with South Africa and Mozambique. They also call for concerted action and prayers for the increasingly desperate people of Zimbabwe. Father Chiromba again.
An appeal is also made to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to release the true results of the presidential poll of March 29, 2008 without any further delay. The unprecedented delay in the publication of these results has caused anxiety, frustration, depression, suspicion, and in some cases illness among people of Zimbabwe, both at home and abroad. A pall of despondency hangs over the nation, which finds itself in a crisis of expectations and governance. The nation is in a crisis, in limbo, and no real business is taking place anywhere as the nation waits. And finally, the heads of churches also appeal to the people of Zimbabwe themselves, and they say, well, you played your part when you turned out to vote on March 29, 2008. The heads again then commend the people for exercising their democratic right peacefully. And at this time in our nation, then they urge the people to maintain and protect their dignity and their vote. We urge you, they say, to refuse to be used for a political party or other people's selfish and for other people's selfish end, especially where it concerns violence against other people, including those who hold different views from your own. It was the Lord Jesus who said, whatever you do to the least of these little ones, you do it unto me, quoting Matthew 25, verse 45. And therefore, the heads then call on all Zimbabweans and on all friends of Zimbabwe to continue to pray for the nation. As the shepherds of God's flock, the bishops say, we shall continue to speak on behalf of all Zimbabwe's suffering masses, and we pray that God's will be done.
Father Fred Chiromba there, Secretary General of the Zimbabwean Catholic Bishops' Conference. While those church leaders continue to pray for a return to normality in Zimbabwe, humanitarian organizations say the country is descending into an increasingly desperate situation, with inflation out of control and very little food, fuel or medicines left for ordinary people to buy. US and European leaders have urged President Mugabe to end the crisis by releasing the election results. And in an encouraging move on Wednesday, South Africa's ruling party leader Jacob Zuma added his voice, calling for an end to the violence and intimidation. Other regional African governments also took a harder line against Mugabe this week by refusing to allow a Chinese ship to deliver weapons headed for Zimbabwe out of fear they would be used on opposition supporters. Judith Melby is a journalist and Africa specialist with the UK-based agency Christian Aid. She's just returned from a visit to the Zimbabwean capital, and she told my colleague Lydia O'Kane the plight of the people there is getting worse by the day.
Well, the situation, according as the church leader said, is indeed desperate, you know, and we have been receiving reports of political violence even while I was in the country from our church partners. We were hearing reports that the government was beating up people who had voted for the opposition MDP, and also that they were preparing sites for the detention of MDC activists. So yes, certainly that's correct. And in terms of the humanitarian situation, it's completely dire. It is very, very difficult to describe what is happening there. And I think the worst thing is actually most NGOs and observers are really at the moment quite limited to staying in the major cities, either Harare or Bulawayo. And it's very difficult to know exactly what's happening in the countryside.
Now, again, yesterday, the bishops and other church organizations were calling for international intervention and the SADC countries to maybe just take a lead and to help. Do you think that's will be forthcoming, or do you think it's sorely needed and should have been more forthcoming before?
Well, it's certainly sorely needed. Speak to anybody in Zimbabwe and they'll make it quite clear that it's not just a national crisis, it's a regional crisis. And in order to find a solution, you're going to have a regional solution, which means the SADC countries, that is the countries that surround Zimbabwe, need to get involved. I mean, we've had some encouraging signs with the president of Zambia making it quite clear that SADC countries should not accept, allow the ship that is carrying Chinese arms for Zimbabwe to dock. So It's slow progress, but there are signs there.
When you were there on the ground there, we were getting back to the whole humanitarian situation. From what you saw, can you describe how bad it actually was?
Harare is probably not the best place to describe what is going on. As I said, I think the real crisis is in the countryside. But even in Harare, with this galloping, unbelievable inflation. Most things are priced completely out of range for people. You go into the supermarkets, they are very, very little to buy there. You know, people are just desperate in order to make ends meet and make it from one end of the day to the next. And on a Sunday morning when I was there, I went out early to walk to the office and I saw some things which probably illustrate best what's happening in Zimbabwe. Along the pavement were a couple of really bone-thin, thick-thin men sitting there just with their heads on their arms. And they were dead still. And I looked at them and I thought, you know, quite frankly, you'd be hard-pressed to know whether they were still alive or just slowly dying in front of you. It is shocking what is going on there.
There doesn't seem to be an end to this at the moment. It's still no clearer. There's still no release of election results. It's still all up in the air. Therefore, nothing can really continue. You can't kind of have a positive outlook if everything is stagnant.
Yes, it is indeed difficult to know what's going on. Although I was struck by the fact that when I was in Harare, certainly all the seasoned observers and analysts I spoke to all thought we were in the end game, as it were. We are in the final weeks, months of this government. Now, how it's going to actually end and how long it's going to take and how bloody it's going to be, no one knows. But I think there is very much a sense that Mugabe is playing for time in his last desperate moments.
There does seem to be almost a tightening of the net in the fact that we were looking at this weapons situation where, you know, China was saying, well, perhaps they'll take their weapons back. And other countries that would have been staunch allies are now not letting these weapons into their waters. So there does seem to be definitely a pullback.
Exactly. And this is what I was saying are the encouraging signs. They are very much signs that perhaps are now beginning to understand that what happens in Zimbabwe is not fine to Zimbabwe. It does affect the whole region, and perhaps they've reached a point where they need to act.
I suppose at the same time, no matter who ends up in government at the end, they have a huge mountain to climb when you think of the mass inflation, prices of food, prices of everything, the situation, the humanitarian situation. It really is, a huge mountain for anyone who wants to tackle it.
It's going to be enormous. It's getting the country back on its feet economically and financially is going to be a huge problem. There won't be, as one Western diplomat told me, a bean left in the National Bank. We have all the industries which have been run down. The bigger problem also is that the talented professional middle class of Zimbabwe have left. And, of course, there's going to be all the emotional and psychological healing that's going to have to be done. This is a country that has been really brutalized.
Judith Melby there, an expert on Africa with the UK-based agency Christian Aid.